At 11. Right now it's time for Talking Animals. I'm Duncan Strauss, and I'm really delighted to be bringing you another edition of Talking Animals, in which we'll be speaking with actor-comedian Richard Belzer about a national animal adoption campaign for which he's serving as spokesperson. First, though, as always, we're kicking off the show with an animal tune. This is Miles Davis with Bye Bye Blackbird here on Talking Animals. This is Miles Davis doing Bye Bye Blackbird, of course, as we ease into today's edition of Talking Animals. My name's Duncan Strauss, here with our program that is devoted to all subjects in the animal kingdom. For more information about the show and past guests, as well as archives and iTunes podcasts, I invite you to visit our website, talkinganimals.net. In just a few minutes, we'll be speaking with today's guest, actor-comedian Richard Belzer. You may know him best as Detective John Munch from Law & Order SVU. Though earlier this summer, he was a celebrity judge on multiple editions of Last Comic Standing. But we're speaking with him today primarily about his role of a spokesperson for the North Shore Animal League America and its new national animal adoption campaign. We'll find out more about North Shore Animal League America, this adoption campaign of theirs, and Richard's beloved adopted dog, and plenty more when we speak with Richard Belzer in a few moments here on Talking Animals. And as usual, we'll also welcome your questions and comments at 813-239-9663 or by email at dj@wmnf.org. Just briefly, as always, we try to hit an animal news item and or announcement. And in this case, I had the pleasure, since we last convened here on Talking Animals, of visiting the farm sanctuary in Watkins Glen or nearby upstate New York. And the last time I was on the air here, talked about their rescue of the Iowa pigs, from the flooding there. So, among other things I got to see and do at the farm sanctuary is see those pigs, and a couple of which at least had just, mama pigs had just had litters, a couple days old, saw some very tiny, cute little piglets. But it all the more underscores that the farm sanctuary folks could use your help in one way or another. If you're in a position to adopt some pigs, they've got even more. I think when I spoke to you last time, there was upwards of 69 or so. And, of course, now with a couple different litters, the tally is rising rapidly. So if you're in a position to adopt one or more pigs and or donate, I urge you to go to farmsanctuary.org. And one of the first items towards the top of the website is the Iowa Pig Rescue. Just click on that, and that'll give you all kinds of info. But, again, they're doing great work there and need some help with this particular task. So if you can do that, that'd be great. Farmsanctuary.org. All right, let's step into the Talking Animals Comedy Corner, which involves animal-oriented comedy. This is Sean Cullen with part of a piece called Cats on today's Comedy Corner here on Talking Animals.
Ladies and gentlemen, I love animals. Not you. I love cats. Cats were first domesticated in China in 712 A.D., and they were used to drive carriages. There were 600 cats all lined up in a long line, pulling one very large carriage. Oh, and they would meow, and they'd whip them. Meow! 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 On Felix. Meow! Oh, yes, go, Morris! Meow! And eventually that led to the cat rebellion of 815. Well, the cats rose up, shaved themselves, put on little derbies, chased people around the village squares, for 3 days until finally they got tired and they grew their hair back. Just hung around in barns eating mice. But that's neither here nor there. Well, I love cats, and my favorite... I have two cats, and they're called Trouble and Danger. And they're little white, identical cat boys. And we used to have hamsters called Arts and Entertainment. But one day, Trouble and Danger got at Arts and Entertainment. Now we just have Entertainment with no real integrity. And it's all, you know, it's sad. But my two cats, and this probably all cats do this, but I always found it really quite strange. When you're there and you're, they have a litter box where they throw their candy wrappers and cigarette butts. You have your litter box and you scoop out the horror and filth with the scoop. And you put it in a plastic bag and give it to someone. We exchange it all around my building. But, you know, and it's all fresh and clean, and you put in fresh litter, and it's all beautiful and pristine. Both cats leap in, squat down, and drill a stream of urine violently into the... And then walk out. Get a load of that little nugget.
All right, that was Sean Collin with part of a piece called Cats, taken from his album simply entitled Live. I'm Duncan Strauss. This is Talking Animals. Our website is talkinganimals.net, where not only all our past programs are archived, 5 years and counting, but most are now available as podcasts in iTunes. For example, our last show with Michael Mountain, president of Best Friends Animal Society. We also have a link to the Talking Animals MySpace. Of course, we're looking for friends. And there's a place to subscribe to our twice-monthly email newsletter. So we'll keep you posted on forthcoming guests, program news, and remind you when the next show will air right here on WMNF. That's TalkingAnimals.net. It's nearly time to speak with today's guest, Richard Belzer. So let me quickly outline a few important details about him. As I touched on a moment ago, he's perhaps best known for his portrayal of Detective John Munch on Law & Order SVU. He also played Munch years ago on the series Homicide, Life on the Street. And earlier this summer served as a celebrity judge on multiple editions of Last Comic Standing. But we're really speaking with him today primarily about his role of spokesperson for North Shore Animal League America and its new national animal adoption campaign hooked to the presidential election. Headquartered in Port Washington, New York, the North Shore Animal League America is considered the largest no-kill animal rescue and adoption organization in the world. Perhaps I should note here that Richard rarely goes anywhere without his adopted dog, Bebe. So with a reminder that we invite you to join the conversation by calling 813-239-9663 or emailing us at dj@wmnf.org. Let's welcome Richard Belzer to Talking Animals. Yeah. Richard, hello.
How are you?
Good. Welcome to Talking Animals. Thanks so much for joining us and making the time today.
Thank you. I like your show. I like the theme of it.
Cool. Well, thank you. And first of all, before we get into anything else, I think Monday, if I'm not mistaken, was your birthday, so a slightly belated happy birthday.
Yes, me and Barack Obama.
Well, there you go. We'll maybe get back into Barack momentarily here. But other things I, of course, want to discuss with the North Shore Animal League America and its national adoption campaign, if we have time, maybe touch on Last Comic Standing and the fabulous, ubiquitous John Munch. But given the matter at hand, I'd like to start out having you tell us about Bebe, because it seems like it's going to hook right into the bulk of our conversation.
Bebe was a stray dog. I have a house in France. In a little village, and we have a border collie mix, border collie Beauceron, which is a herding dog that we got from a farmer. And our dog, we were coming home from the market, and this little poodle fox terrier took a liking to my border collie and followed us home. He had no tags on. He was, the whole side of his body was scraped like he was thrown from a car or something. And he was filthy, very long hair, but he had an incredible, spunky little personality. And I never planned on having two dogs, let alone a little dog, because we had the border collie.
Yeah.
But this dog, as a familiar story, I'm sure you've heard and other people have heard, but when it affects you personally, it's very profound. The dog rescued me. You know, he won me over and won my heart, and he has been with me virtually every day. For the last 2 years, I take him to France. I take him to the set. He's a big hit at Law & Order.
Sure.
I take him to premieres, red carpet. I've sneak him into places I could have thrown out of the best places. He sleeps with me, and so it is a life-changing thing. And my doctor said that, I learned this a while ago, but it's true, you know, when the dog walks in the room, your blood pressure goes down 10 points.
And beyond that sort of more direct medical aspect, Richard, I mean, why, I mean, you kind of sort of outlined, you know, what he did and the impact, but what in particular, I mean, how did he change your life? How did he, you know, connect with you so powerfully? Was it just kind of the rough life he had obviously had before you guys, you know, sort of met up? Or?
No, I mean, things have been quite good for me lately. And
well, I mean, for him, actually, yeah.
Oh, for him, I'm sorry, yeah. Well, I'm a rescue also, just kidding. But, no, it's just that when you see a creature, a dog or a cat, that is a stray or is in a shelter, and there is indication that the animal's been abused. The personality of abused animals is fascinating to me because I've worked with and seen a lot of them. They, nine out of 10 of them really want human connection. They really want to know. Dogs, as you know, they want to know what you want.
Mm-hmm.
Don't realize dogs don't think that they're people. They think we're big dogs.
Sure.
And they look to us for cues. They want, you know, what do you want me to do? What do you want me to do? And they've been bred, as you know, for centuries to be with humans.
Mm-hmm.
I think they're, of all the animals on the earth, that the dogs are, and this is not to slam other animals, but they're the most precious and the most tuned into who we are. And this dog in particular, I'm alone a lot, so, I mean, I don't get depressed, but I'm certainly lonely, you know, when my wife's away. And this dog is a constant companion. Every time I look at him, I smile. He's always doing something interesting or funny, or I mean, it's endless what this dog does. Just looking in his eyes, I mean, every owner I'm sure has this experience. When you look in the dog's eyes, you know that they're communicating with you.
Mm-hmm.
But this dog has several times almost brought me to tears just by looking at him and realizing the situation I'm in and what could have happened to him. I mean, he's, you know, battered, abused, abandoned. And still he has all this love and all this joie de vie and, you know, his little personality. So it's very heartening. It's very ennobling.
And
it's very humbling what dogs can teach us. You know, there's a book called Dogs Don't Lie About Love. And, I'm sure everyone who has a dog knows that.
Sure.
And, anyway, I mean, that's essentially, you know, it's almost a religious experience.
Well, and again, as you kind of suggest, it sounds like there was kind of a mutual rescue or just, you know, sort of bolstering that went on there. And that might be as good a time as any. Let me just quickly tell people this is Talking Animals. And if you just joined us now, we're speaking with actor, comedian Richard Belzer, who's serving as spokesperson for the North Shore Animal League America and its new animal adoption campaign. If you'd like to join the conversation, ask Richard a question, please call 813-239-9663 or email us at dj@wmnf.org. Well, so given your experience and the impact that Bebe had, I think this is as good a place as any to just sort of talk a little bit about the North Shore Animal League of America and this new adoption campaign that you're sort of serving a spokesperson for.
One of the main reasons I'm with North Shore is because it's a no-kill shelter. And if there's one thing we've learned, we saved 20,000 dogs and cats last year.
Wow.
That, you know, millions of pets are lost every year, you know, either through being euthanized or hit by cars or neglect or abuse or whatever. And as I said before, the fact that dogs in particular and cats also are so dependent on us. And so I think we have to go, you know, the extra mile for them because, you know, they can't vote and they can't really speak for themselves other than being these vessels of love that they are.
Sure.
So North Shore also works internationally, and they've helped the international shelters. They've saved 25,000 dogs in Europe. And the thing I love about North Shore is if you want to adopt a dog or a cat, they interview you, they get references. They're not just going to say, okay, take the dog or cat.
Sure. No, it sounds like some pretty careful screening goes on there.
And it's wonderful. I mean, there should be this kind of screening when people get married. you know, it's like, have you had a dog before? Are there kids in the house? And what do you expect from the dog? And
sure.
It's quite wonderful, and it's not complex. I think, virtually every shelter will eventually become a no-kill shelter.
Yeah.
So, I mean, there's ways to save the animals. I mean, I think it's just part of who defines who we are.
Yeah.
As humanity, how we treat them.
So specifically, I guess, let's talk, Richard, if we could, about the Positential campaign and maybe tell us about the theme and sort of the chief objectives, obviously beyond adoption generally, but I mean, are there specific goals numerically or just about raising awareness or both that the campaign seeks to achieve? Or,
well, the people at North Shore had this great idea of capitalizing on the presidential campaign, so we have this Positential campaign for all Republicans and Republicanines and Democrats.
Exactly.
And there's a picture of me on the poster for your listeners. I'm dressed like Uncle Sam.
Yeah.
And pointing at the camera saying, you know, I want you to adopt. And there's a picture of two rescue dogs, a rescue dog and a cat, and my two dogs gathered around me. It's quite sweet, the poster. Mm-hmm. It's getting a lot of attention. And, what I've learned is, and I go around and speak at schools sometimes, we have this thing where you just ask someone, you know, we had kids call up. I gave them a little lecture about dogs and stray dogs and rescues, and we brought some to the class, and of course the kids were fawning over them. A lot of people don't realize, call a relative, a grandmother, an aunt, or whatever, a cousin, uncle, and ask them, have you thought about getting a dog? Because I see this great dog. You know, people sometimes, if they're just reminded of something, or if you mention it to them, you know, I have been.
Mm-hmm.
And we placed two dogs that day out of the class of like 32 kids. One kid said, oh, my grandma wants a dog, and the other. So, I mean, so we got the kids to do that. Just ask someone.
Yeah, just prodding them a little bit. Yeah.
Yeah, don't shove it down their throat. Just say, you know, we got these great pets. And a lot of people want to get dogs, but I've thought about it. And, you know, goose them along a little bit. And you'd be surprised how many animals we've placed just by asking a simple question of someone who, you know, didn't expect the question to be asked of them.
Yeah, so there's an immediate byproduct of just being out and about and talking and raising awareness.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Well, let's take a few calls, Richard. There's not surprising some folks who would like to speak to you.
Sure.
Hi, you're on the WMNF on Talking Animals with Richard Belzer.
Hello.
Go ahead, please. It's you.
Hi, this is Lou from Lakeland.
Hi, Lou.
I was wondering if Richard Belzer has any knowledge or expertise on the medicinal properties of peanut butter.
The medicinal properties of peanut butter?
Yes.
For dogs, you mean?
No, not for dogs. For humans.
For humans.
Like a salve. As a salve.
Oh, you know, I'm sorry, but I don't. I know dogs like, you can use peanut butter to put around a pill for a dog. And they,
yeah,
like
that's sort of indirect medicinal value there. So,
yeah, right.
Thanks for your call. Hi, you're on WMNF with Richard Belzer on Talking Animals.
Yes, good morning. This is Kent in St. Petersburg.
Hi, Kent.
Hi. Richard, I love your thoughts, but no-kill shelters are not the way to go. They won't work.
The way to go is to fix your animals, to spay them and neuter them. But the reality is, in a perfect world, we can't spay and neuter all our animals, and there'll always be negligent humans, and there'll always be abandoned pets. And I think it's an obligation on our part to try and keep them alive, because it's not their fault that they've been abandoned or abused.
Do you think a lifetime in a small cage, out in a barn somewhere or a warehouse, is the way to keep an animal alive?
No, that's not what we're saying. We're saying that this North Shore Animal Shelter is, they have people there working with the dogs and exercising them very diligently, placing them in homes. And I absolutely agree with you. I don't want a dog to spend his life in a cage.
What do you do with a vicious dog, or a dog that has cervoptic mange that is uncurable, or feral cat?
I think that a dog that is vicious and untrainable and sick has to be separated, obviously, from the population and
euthanized.
And euthanized, yes.
because I think, like, you know, if you had a person frothing at the mouth walking down the street shooting and killing people, you'd want to get them out of society. A rabid dog or a
I appreciate your work very much, but just a blanket statement of our goal is all no-kill shelters. It's just not practical for many. Hopefully someday when we get the population down and the refinements in place, but I certainly cannot harm a shelter of any kind that practices euthanasia because I see too many pets mistreated and caged forever and a day. And I think euthanasia is the way to go.
Okay, sir. Well, you know, we got many, many other calls and emails. So I appreciate that that input for sure. And that's
thanks for calling.
Absolutely. And and I guess kind of what you're saying, Richard, too, that where your two viewpoints may merge is that, you know, you have to kind of chip away at. You can't just say, well, there's so many out there that why even attempt to have more and more no kills?
Yeah,
I mean, it's slow, it's incremental, but it can get there. So we all have a question by email. Hi, Mr. Belzer. I'm a big fan of your comedy and acting. You've described the extraordinary bond you have with Bebe so beautifully. This is a great thing you're doing. How have your fellow performers responded to your campaign?
Oh, it's Chris Maloney, who's my co-star, rescued a dog. I like to think partly inspired by me, and he got a dog whose front leg was broken and it's twisted, so the dog has a limp and was not picked. You know, his brothers and sisters were all adopted, and he was the last one there, and so Chris took this dog, who turns out to be, you know, a magnificent, sweet dog. He's got a funny little limp. But, you know, Chris has two kids, and also Mariska has a little baby boy who loves my dog. And Dan Florek has three rescues. So the dog's a big hit on the set, and they jokingly call me the Paris Hilton of Law & Order. I'm always with the dog.
For sure. Well, let me remind folks, this is Talking Animals. We're speaking with actor-comedian Richard Belzer, who's serving as spokesperson for the North Shore Animal League of America and its new animal adoption campaign. And in our remaining moments, if you'd like to join the conversation, call 813-239-9663 or email us at dj@wmnf.org. And let me also let people know, too, that there's a couple websites. One probably best for this particular campaign, if I'm not mistaken, Richard, is animalleague.org. Would that
right?
Because there's also the NSALAmerica.org for the organization overall. But the best one, I think, for the adoption campaign that we're talking about is animalleague.org. And speaking of that,
here's another thing, if I may.
Sure, please.
You can call North Shore, even though they're in Long Island, and they'll tell you what's going on in your area. If you know what I mean. If you're confused, not confused, but if you're looking to adopt in a certain part of the country.
Yeah.
You know, they're hooked in everywhere. So.
Yeah, I mean, I was so, this organization seems so sprawling. I mean, and the fact that it does work nationally, and as you mentioned earlier in the interview, actually internationally.
Yes.
And so it's just a great resource. And speaking, we spoke briefly earlier about Obama. I mean, to what extent are you aware, Richard, that there's this kind of effort afoot to encourage Obama to adopt a dog when it comes to deliver on the canine he's promised to his daughters?
Oh, I have no doubt he will adopt a dog.
Okay. Yeah, well, there's been a lot of, I think, various groups and others really trying to, bring some,
Would be great. If
yeah,
he did.
Absolutely.
I'm sure he will. I mean, he seems to have a grasp of the issues and seems to be on the right track for us and the world.
Well, plus, I'm sure you can, in your role as a presidential spokesman, you probably have some influence you can bring to bear there, too. So.
Yes, I will I will get to them and tell them that.
Maybe Bebe could be on the ticket, perhaps. Who knows? So let's try to take at least one more call. Hi, you're on WMNF with Richard Belzer on Talking Animals.
Hi, are you talking to me?
I sure am. Go ahead, please.
Hey, this is Ellen. I want to just say, first of all, thank you so much for sharing that story about Bebe, because I have a similar story. I just lost my baby, though. She was 17 years old.
Oh, wow.
And lived an incredible life. I found her in the streets of Atlanta and was the gift I could ever get. She really taught me how to be a good person. You know, that saying that I just want to be the person my dog thinks I am.
I know. My friends always say when they die, they want to come back and see my dog.
Yeah, that's what everybody says about my family, too. But I am still grieving over her. Hey, Richard,
well, the best cure the best cure is to get another dog right away. I promise you.
I'm gonna volunteer at the Humane Society. I'm going out of town for a couple of weeks, but when I come back, I'm gonna get two dogs. And I saw you the first time I saw you, Richard, was an opening for Dire Straits in the Bottom Line in Mook Village.
Oh my God, 1970.
Probably 3 years ago.
Wow.
How long?
About 30 years ago.
Yeah, I was 11.
All right, well, thanks so much for calling.
Thanks for that call. I appreciate it.
Yeah, that's very nice. Okay, we're going to try to squeeze in one last very quick call. Hi, you're on WNF with Richard Belzer on Talking Animals. We have precious little time, but a quick question would be great.
Yes, I don't want to say anything about peanut butter or be combative. I just want to say to the woman that lost her dog, you don't have to look for your animal when you reach the other place because they'll come running to you. And God bless you, Richard, for all that you do, because what you do out of your heart and your soul, and that's all that matters.
Thanks, buddy. That's really nice to hear.
What a lovely call, and what a perfect probably note on which to end, unfortunately, our time here. But, Richard, thank you so much. And, again, Richard Belzer portrays John Munch, Law & Order SVU, and periodically you can catch him on Huffington Post. I thought it was really a nice piece he did on George Carlin, and less expected, but really cool remembrance he did of Tim Russert. And I assume hopefully there will be periodic additional pieces there from you.
Yes, absolutely. And Last Comic Standing tomorrow night on NBC.
Sure.
And please call me again. I'd love talking to you guys.
Okay, well, thanks, Richard. And again, it's the North Shore Animal League America, and the best website for the things we've been talking about is animalleague.org. So, Richard, thanks again, and thanks for all your good work on screen, behind the scenes, everywhere, and give our best to Bebe.
Yeah, and thanks for your wonderful show.
Cool, thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Okay, I'm Duncan Strauss. You're listening to Talking Animals, where the show website is talkinganimals.net. I hope you'll visit there to sign up for our email newsletter, subscribe to our podcast, check out our MySpace. We're looking for friends and much, much more. That's all found on talkinganimals.net. It's nearly time to, it's actually is time to proceed to name that animal tune. There will be a prize, tickets to see Margaret Cho next month, September 25th at the Tampa Bay Performing Arts Center. Margaret, of course, I've been a guest multiple times on Talking Animals, so we will have tickets for you, a pair of tickets to the first person who calls in at 813-239-9663 and correctly identifies this animal tune. Okay, it's named that animal tune on Talking Animals.
I'm walking all around the town, singing all the people down, talking around, talking around.
All right, we have just about reached the end of today's edition of Talking Animals. The program airs twice a month, specifically the first and second Wednesday of each month, so we'll be back again next Wednesday, August 13th. My guest will be Amy Sheever of Second Chance for Pets, an animal welfare organization that seeks to reduce the number of family pets unnecessarily euthanized due to the death or incapacity of their human companions, and also now perhaps even more timely with the dramatic rise in home foreclosures and, unfortunately, lots of animals left behind in the wake of those. So I hope you'll join me for that next Wednesday, August 13th. I also hope you'll visit our website, talkinganimals.net. And while you're there, please sign up for our email newsletter. I'm Duncan Strauss. Thanks very much for listening. Have a good week. Be kind to animals. Be kind to others. Be kind to yourself. We're closing out today's show, as always, with an animal song. Here's the Pixies with Monkey Gone to Heaven right here on WMNF Tampa.
Got killed by 10 million pounds of sludge from New York and New Jersey.